Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, finally, after nearly 2 long years, Matt Chat is back, and tonight, your host, yours truly, Ace Diamond, is joined by special guest co-host, the Fat Man, Rob Fatone.
How you doing there, Ace?
Old friend, it is good to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, it has. And it would appear that we have already got people wanting to chime in and get on the air.
This is your time. This is your time to explain to these people where the
I'm gonna let the first half of the show be about me, and at about the 15-minute mark, I will put callers on the air if they so choose to hang on for that long. But I do want to give a brief explanation as to what's been going on, where I've been, what I've been dealing with. It all started in roughly June of 2014. I was diagnosed with whooping cough, of all things, and with my previous long-lasting health issues that I'd had, well, basically since birth, I was rendered basically immobile, and I developed some pressure wounds that got out of hand and resulted in me being hospitalized for 12 weeks the first time, and then I got to come home right before Christmas of 2014. Back in the hospital 2 days before Christmas Eve, was in the hospital for about 10 days, so I just barely made New Year's Eve. Came home, was doing good, knew I was going to be facing some surgery to fix the issues. Had some infection that went on. Had to go back in the hospital again in February and was there till the end of April. And this is 2015 now. Get out of hospital at the end of April. Go to the doctor in May, and my surgery is scheduled for June 22nd.
And that surgery is what again?
To fix the wounds that started the whole mess.
Gotcha.
Have the surgery on June 22nd. Have to lay flat on my back for 6 weeks. 3 weeks in, the doctor's examining the wounds and decides he's not happy.
Doctors are never happy.
Yeah. Decides he's going to do it again. So, July 20th, go through a whole surgery all over again, which starts the whole 6-week process all over again. Right towards the end of the 6 weeks, when I'm getting ready to be discharged, the doctor says, nope, you got to stay for physical therapy. So, 4 weeks of physical therapy after that, which brings the total time up to 14 weeks. On September 28th of 2015, I finally come home, and I've been home ever since, except for a couple of one-night stays in a hospital.
And that was just your favorite nurse?
It was a different hospital, and they were not pleasant stays, and I never did get to see my favorite nurse in that hospital.
She transferred.
Yeah. I wish it was that easy. But in a nutshell, that's where I've been for the past 2 years almost. But now I'm healthy, I'm healed, and
he's coming to I'm
working on Do what?
What?
What did you say?
I'm sorry, did I let the cat out of the bag?
What?
I said you were coming to a wrestling show near you.
Yeah. Yes, I will be coming to wrestling shows near you eventually. I have made it to one wrestling show since I've been home for good. That was an NWS show approximately a month ago. Great show, as always, is put on by the NWF.
Yeah.
But that is a very brief explanation of where I've been, why I've been silent for nearly 2 years, but I'm back. I plan to keep the show going now that I'm back. Although, and I know a lot of people doubt that, but I'm going to prove the doubters wrong. And there may just be an Ace Diamond return somewhere in the near future or in the distant future.
Whatever the hell you feel like, right?
Exactly. But I do want to say, I do want to give a shout out to Natasha Rivers, Corporal Callie, whatever you want to call her.
Trash bag.
While I was, what?
Hefty bag.
I would never call her that.
You had before.
While I was in the hospital, she did put together a charity event that was very near and dear to my heart, and I want to say thank you to her for that. And to my knowledge, we raised right around $900 for my charity that I was trying to raise money for. And
it's funny you should bring that up, because I got screwed by Lightning Tim Lutz and his little partner. They called themselves the Stun Guns. I got screwed that night.
You got screwed that night.
I got screwed that night, okay?
How did you get screwed that night?
The Stun Guns pulled my tights, had their feet on the ropes, 1, 2, 3. It was a fast count. I mean, the sun was in my eyes. It was just a bad night.
The sun was in your eyes in an indoor show that I know
lights,
was...
The lights. The lights were in my eyes.
Uh-huh. Sure they were. But
they were as bright as the sun.
Right now that I've gotten all that out of the way, all the thank yous, all the explanations, all that good stuff out of the way, we're going to go to the callers. Because there is a very familiar number waiting on hold. And I know he's probably not going to be very happy tonight because he was at least temporarily replaced as guest, as co-host of Matt Chat.
He moved on to better things.
If that's the case, then... Oh, I've moved on to bigger and better things. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
ladies
come
and
on,
gentlemen...
You done upgraded your co-host spot? Come on, bring them on.
Ladies and gentlemen... Just a dream. How the hell are you, old friend?
How dare you keep your co-host on hold?
I'm already here, Justin. Come on now.
I haven't heard from this man in like how many years? And that's,
apparently,
that's
almost
the first thing
2 years.
That's the first thing you say that you're not going to answer?
I was just giving the callers and the fans a little explanation of what I'm...
It's been a very awful week.
Yeah, Jimmy,
I got hit with a taser. I got hit with a taser, my own freaking taser, by somebody who's not even a buck 50 soaking wet.
Yeah, we all know who we're talking about now.
My own partner in crime.
Yes, Jimmy turning on the FWO was a very dark moment, indeed. I mean, he was the biggest member of the FWO.
I don't know about
that. And make things worse, I'm left off the card for this Saturday.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Justin, I mean, he did shock himself getting in the ring.
With mine! That was mine! Ah!
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, he went and got in his personal property and stole his taser and then used it against him?
I handed it to him. Because there was two men, three times the size. I was trying to help him.
Oh, he told me he stole it.
I handed it to him, and he uses it on me. And worst part
but
of it
you...
all was, but we didn't even save the Easter Bunny. That was the worst part.
I know. And he had all the chocolate eggs, too.
Enough about my problems. Let's talk about you, Ace. How have you been?
Well, now that I'm healed and resting and on the mend, I'm doing pretty well. I've got a few business ventures that I'm looking into, getting into. More about that in the coming months, but overall I'm doing really well. I hear you've had a recent issue with an old enemy of mine, Mr. Nero.
It depends on how you look at things. Nero was constantly getting in my hair, finding one way to be me, one way or another.
One way or another.
And then Michael Finnegan put us in our possibly match video candidate 2 out of 3 falls match. And I had to do what I had to do to beat him. I could not let him go around thinking that he's better than me, so I had to put him in his place.
Well, you know, any time that he gets put in his place is a good day to me.
I tased him in the freaking face. There was no putting play somebody that plays better than that.
But Justin, we're supposed to fight with honor, bro. We're not them degenerates that go around stealing gimmicks.
Fight with honor.
We're supposed to fight with honor.
That's pretty honorable. That's pretty honorable.
You shocked him in the face.
Rob, listen to yourself.
I feel like I just had to do what I had to do to beat him.
Well, I mean, if it comes out, Dylan, I mean, I can't fault you for it, but.
You have to do what's necessary to get the job done. And he did what's necessary.
Yeah, but that was just some dirty tactics there. Yeah, see what I did there?
Dirty tactics, he hit me in the face with a ring bell. I kind of saw his eye for an eye.
Oh, he hit you in the face with a ring bell? Oh, then, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know he hit you in the face with a ring bell.
Yeah, if he hit you
for my suicide dive, he called me midway, bro.
And smacked you with a... Oh, dude, you should have changed him in the team.
I definitely would not have been opposed to that.
I'd have chuckled. So while we got a minute, yeah, apparently Ace Diamond, I got a question for you. Do you know what copyright infringement is?
Yes, I do. Why?
There's apparently a group of jokers going around, some old guy, you know, Last Outlaw, THC, something like that. And then you got Dan Hansen running around and they're claiming the black and white, FWO. I mean, FWO, that's my shit. I own that. And you got Justin Dream over here, he's a member of that. And well, Timmy Joe, he decided to go join the old guy and the peanut looking dude.
I'll tell you what. When we're done here, I'll get you the phone number of my lawyer, Honest John Cheatham, and you can give him a call. And
well, see, unfortunately, I've already called my law firm, the law firm of Croc, Sanders, and Thomas. And they unfortunately told me since Dan Hansen is a member, what was a member back when, you know, a founding member, that technically I couldn't do anything because, you know, he was technically a founding member. So I'm just going to settle it in the ring.
Well, that is one way to handle things.
Yeah. And Justin Dream over there, you know, he wants to get his hands on Timmy Joe. Don't you, Justin? Did we lose Justin?
Sorry, having a little bit of PTSD moment. I would want nothing more than to get... Well, I wouldn't even have to get both my hands. It would just take one of my hands to get around Timmy Joe's throat, and I just want to...
But look at it this way, Justin. Eventually, he's got to face you because you are in the heavyweight title tournament.
I'm...
Rob,
he's
are you
also
in that
heavyweight
tournament?
Tournament?
No, I am not in that tournament. I am your United States champion.
Well, good. Then, Justin Dream, I wish you the best of luck in that tournament.
You know me, Ace. I've always been a fighter.
Yes, you
I
have.
I got complete faith in Justin. I got complete faith in Justin to bring that title home to the FWO.
I have a lot of reasons why I need to win this heavyweight championship tournament. I have a lot of reasons behind it.
And I'm just trying to keep my U.S. title open challenge going for as long as I can. As it sits right now, I am your longest reigning United States champion and undefeated United States champion.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, yes it is.
Hopefully you can keep that title.
Oh, there ain't no hopefully about it. I got about a 6'10", 6'11" reason why I'm keeping that title.
I've seen that reason, and that's a very good reason.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
You should have seen what I did this past Saturday, Ace.
What was that? Since I missed it.
He broke that poor excuse for baby formula, Similac. Broke him, put him right through a door. Choke slammed him to hell.
Well, that guy has never been any use to anybody, so.
He just popped up out of the blue one day and, you know, said his name was Similac, or, you know, and he gets mad when you call him baby formula, but his name's Similac. You know, I told him Good Start was better one day, but, you know, that made him really mad, but apparently he's a pansy because, you know. I think Timmy Joe's even beat him, but, you know, not that I want to talk about Timmy Joe, but.
Yeah, let's not talk about Timmy Joe.
Trading ass.
Let's talk
funky.
About something. Well, I'm going to do this as infrequently as possible, but since this Sunday is WrestleMania. Why don't you guys give me some of your picks?
Ambrose, all the way. Telling you, Ambrose has got this. Did you see his promo on Monday night? That was hilarious.
Yes, it
did. Didn't even acknowledge Heyman or Brock. It was just carrying his little red wagon, just rolling his little red wagon. Oddly enough, did you see the colors of the little red wagon? You know, it was red and black. You know, just want to throw that out there.
But, and I don't think I actually acknowledged this when I started the show tonight. I think I was so worked up about just the fact that I'm back on the air that I forgot to mention the fact that 6 years ago day this show started. It was the night after WrestleMania 28, 6 years ago, or WrestleMania 26, sorry. I'm 2 years ahead of myself. This show started.
I thought this was WrestleMania 32.
It is.
Okay, so six WrestleManias ago.
It was WrestleMania 26. And
okay. My
co-host at the time was Nero, but I quickly turned on him and showed him that I didn't need him.
Nobody needs him.
But he's still been a thorn in my side and wrestling for as long as I can remember, but I think that's coming to an end here.
Everybody needs an arch enemy.
Was that a four-bell salute?
No, that was my car ding, and I had to turn the ignition on.
for 6 years now?
6 years. With a 2-year hiatus.
And I have still yet to have my tell-all interview?
I've had quite a few of them, actually.
You'll have it. Don't hurry.
Well, I got a lot of stuff to say, so... Labeled as a full-blown shoot interview. I have a lot to say about everything I've gone through.
I've got, like I said, I've got a lot of things coming up that I'm working on.
H, real quick, we got any more callers on the line?
No, actually, we don't. We did, but he didn't want to talk, apparently, so.
Well, he wasn't important anyway.
Apparently not. It was a Kentucky number, so I have no clue who that could have been.
The FWO, that's what's important. 6 years of Matt Chat, that's what's important.
That's what's important. 6 years of Matt Chat, even though it took a nearly 2-year hiatus.
Wait a second. We forgot something, Ace.
What's that?
This isn't truly a Matt Chat yet. Hold on. I'll fix it. Hold on. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to HFW Radio.
Now it is truly an episode of Matt Chat.
I was thinking Nick Davidson was going to call in.
No, he's old, broken, passed out on his couch, probably.
That usually wraps up an episode of Matt Chat every week.
Usually he calls in and starts yelling at people because we didn't put him on sooner. But, you know, like I said, he's old and he ate dinner at 4 o'clock and probably went to bed at 6:30, so. Us young guys, you know, we can stay up past 4:30, 5 o'clock.
So what does the future hold for the FWO, fellas?
Well, Justin's going to go on to win a heavyweight title.
Whoa. Well, let me clarify. What does the future hold for the FWO red and black? Since that's
there
the only
go,
FWO that matters.
Yeah,
hey, you know
there's
only one true FWO in first place.
I mean, we upgraded, we evolved, you know, we got angrier, and, you know, now we actually kind of like people somewhat.
When am I going to get my free shirt?
We actually sold out, and I've actually sold over 100 FWO t-shirts.
That is excellent, but I just got the 90-second warning. So, quickly, what's going on with the FWO?
This Saturday will be a tough. This Sunday will be in Saginaw, Michigan for UWA. We got RCCW, Richmond, Indiana coming up. We got IWA in Columbus coming up. Justin Dream's going to be your TPW Heavyweight Champion. I'm going to continue to hold the United States title, and we're going to get the TPW Tag titles along with some other tag titles.
Don't forget,
probably,
Big Ken has a shot of a 7 this Saturday.
That is true. You know, he's going to start to take out Johnny H. You know, we ain't got no beef with SOM. It's all about friendly competition over there. But that title is a title.
That is lovely to know. That is great to hear. And we're about out of time, so for my guests and co-hosts, it's Fat Man Rob Capone and Justin Green. This is Ace Diamond. We're back. We're better than ever. And you better get on board. Good night,
everybody.
Congratulations
on 6 years.
Thank you, sir. And good night.
6 years, man.
Says the show over.